morning, everybody. I'm so glad we have our visitors here. And anytime you feel that nudge, oh, I should invite her to Moms Connect, whoever she is, do it. What can they lose? They can only gain by coming. It's an amazing place. And we get to hear things like, oh, there's a workshop for purposeful parenting. And so that's really underlying, that topic actually is underlying what I'm going to share with you this morning. But first, in memory of something that Penny used to do, a joke, right? She used to do jokes. Which is faster, heat or cold? Heat, because you can catch a cold. Right? Doesn't that sound like Penny, right? Yeah. Yes, okay. I'm just honoring her. That's something I remember she did for a long time, or every time, I don't remember. Okay, one more. Why is it so hot in the corner of the room? It's a math teacher question. Give you a hint. Yes? Yes. Good job. Corny, right? So funny. Okay, but more seriously, here's my real question. What about our spiritual temperature? So my two jokes had to do with temperature, and I'm wanting you to now think about your own personal spiritual temperature, your faith temperature. And that was really the reason I'm up here today, because I was asked to talk about that, because it bubbled up when we were talking in the leaders' meeting. So taking time to go deeper with our Lord is wonderful, and it's something many of us do on an easy, regular basis. It's also part of our theme today that you'll see in the video of rest. How do we just rest, and how do we rest with the Lord's presence? And so we'll hear more about that in the video this morning, but I'm thinking of it in like a heart-to-heart way, that this season I want to get fired up for God. So that's the temperature. I want my temperature to go up and go, yes, every time I think about something that he would like me to do. Yes, Lord. And then more, you know, consider going on Convoy of Hope or any of those other websites that were mentioned. Yes, I'll do that too. Being more of a yes and like on fire person who takes action. So that's one of my personal goals this spring. And also I wanted to get to know the New Testament better. So I've given myself some homework assignments. Some of you know I was a teacher for many years. So that's a regular thing for teachers to do, is to give homework. And I really believe that this homework for me, reading a couple chapters in the New Testament every day. And if I get behind, no problem. Pass is given, no late work, but just catch up as quickly as you can, right? And just a lot of grace with that, because some days I have a lot of time to read and some days I don't. But I want that spirit in my heart to say, yes, Lord, I want to be with you in your word. So really quickly, here's one prayer that I want to share with you right now. And please pray it with me if you like. Dear God, may my heart's desire to be with you more deeply every day. Amen. So just that idea of being with God and being in love with God, loving him with our whole hearts all the time, not just Sundays, not just Moms Connect when we remind you God exists, but like all the time. How do we do that as moms? And how do we do that as wives and grandparents and, you know, showing our families how to do that? So how do you understand the deep desire of your heart? Can you take your own spiritual temperature? In some churches, one thing they do too, there's lots of different churches. So one phrase that's said over and over, most merciful God, we confess we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. Stop. That's where I want to be. I haven't loved you with my whole heart. I don't even know where my heart goes sometimes. I'm just busy with dishes. I'm busy with laundry. I'm busy. I'm distracted. But these are good things to do. Do the dishes, do the laundry. So how can I be present of God's love for me and his will for my life if I'm not tuning into him while I'm doing these busy things? And that's just a turn of the heart, right? That's something that we are told in the Bible. It's a turn of the heart. So I can definitely say to you, loving him with my whole heart, I got to warm up to that. My heart I can tell you I feel warmer than I was years ago, but I don't know if that's the end of it. I think I can go a lot further. In fact, I got a vision like last week or so. I'm like, in heaven, wouldn't our hearts be totally clean and clear of all resentment, all injury, all previous sin, whatever's holding us back from being the lovely hearted people that we really are truly meant to be without all of these things that hold us back? And in God's heaven, I would have a much bigger heart. So I'm kind of, do you remember the story of Grinch? Like at the end of the movie, yay, his heart grew 2 times the size it used to be, or whatever the phrase is. If you haven't seen that show, I'm sure you can, like, YouTube, Grinch's heart grows. And I'm thinking, you know, that's me. I'm not Grinch. I don't feel green and ugly and just mean to people, but I am not who I'm meant to be yet. And the yet word is super important. I'm not where I was, but now I really see that I have a long way to go still yet. And thank God, I don't have to do it alone, because now I have an awareness that I take with me all day long. God, you're helping me. I see that. I see you're pointing that out to me. Thank you. I see you're dealing with me about this thing. Thank you. Just a more of an awareness going through your life. Yesterday I was subbing at Stanley, and one of the doorways had a little sticker on it, and it said, don't count your days, make your days count. And supposedly it's Muhammad Ali's saying, so good for him, right? But that's a nice thing to think about. Like, our day, like, I got to be somewhere, and I got to be somewhere, and the kids have to be somewhere, and I get it. We're all doing that, or we're watching others do that, and we've lived that. But can't we take him with us in our car? Can we turn the radio as a mom? Can we turn the radio to K-Love? Can we turn the TV from SpongeBob to something else? Can we do all these little moves that we do as moms to steer us back as a family to who's God? Because we only have them for so long in our own homes anyway. I listen to podcasts when I go out walking. I like Tim Keller because he's so clear and very able to articulate in an adult way the faith of being in love with Jesus. I also like Joyce Meyer because she's like me. I'm broken and I have sin, and she says that too, and I can move forward with her in some ways. I want to read the chapters. I also give gifts of affirmation to my children, little bags that zip. My girls are teenagers now. They love little bags to hold whatever it is. So you're lovely, your gifts of the Spirit are listed on one of the bags I recently gave. Little bracelets with little verses on them. Great birthday gifts. Like, why not at a birthday give them also a gift of a verse for their life that year? And I saw a friend of mine do that once, and I'm like, wow, that is a new thing for me. I'm going to tuck that one in, right? When you get resentments, or your children get resentments, like, we're driving to school, and Jenny's telling me, I don't like that kid because he does blah-de-blah-de-blah. So we prayed for that kid all the way to school in the car. So that's another opportunity just to stir our families back. Who's really in charge is God. And so if we can steer our families back away from trying to process through the feeling versus pray it up to God. I'm feeling really mad at this kid. Please help me understand how to be graceful with that. My little ones, when they were little, I always prayed at bedtime. That was super fun. We have certain ones that we do. But now it's morphed into praying at the bike. The bike, she's on the bike. She's ready to go out the door. And she's like, Mom, can you do that one prayer for me again? And I'll just put my hand on her and I'll say, Lord, just make her path, you know, the day that you want her to have. Let her talk the way you want her to talk. Be with her all day. May she feel you, know you, see you, turn her heart toward you. Amen. On her way, she goes. If I forget, she tells me, oh, can't go yet. Forgot the prayer. And so it's nice. Once you start these little habits, they will help you. So like once or twice is enough. Then they start, mine started asking for it. And with the older ones, like when Chris is in college, I started reading a Proverbs chapter a day to match the day of the Proverbs has 31 chapters, so you can read one in a day. And they're kind of strange sometimes, but you can say, well, which one spoke to you? And then we'll talk about the one little proverb verse that spoke to them. So that was aging it up for the older one. We love watching The Chosen. Oh, if you have to sit and watch SpongeBob or something ridiculous like that, he's super fun. But you can point out the sin that they're struggling with and say, this is what we talk about at church. This is it right here. Or Gilmore Girls or whatever the kids are watching. They don't maybe have to stop, but if you sit and watch it with them, you can point out why the people are having difficulty and why it's the drama. Like I said, I have to hurry up. So here we go. Personally, I need all these patterns to change me. And I really can't stay focused on that long. So I ask God, please help me change because I can't do it alone. And I think that he wants us to come and be about change and be willing to be more like him, to be in his path. And to ask him for that help is like, can you imagine your little kid saying, Mommy, can you help paint my fingernails? Or, you know, that's how dear it is for him to hear us ask for help, whatever the help may be. So I would encourage you, read your Bible, even just a half a chapter, something. You'll hear something in the background. You'll say, God, please help me see or hear you in this verse or this chapter. And maybe you'll hear nothing at first, but maybe later in the day, something will swoop back in. And that is God telling you something about what you read that morning. He may be dealing with you about something that's very touchy with your life. But wouldn't we rather deal with the touchy stuff with him than without him and by ourselves, right? We're limited by ourselves, but he's an unlimited God. So anyway, here's my final comments here. Let's pray that we humbly ask God for pure hearts, hearts to be made clean so that we can love like he loves. Help me, Lord, fall in love with your word and gain passionate understanding of who you are. And may we also have experiential knowledge of your presence. Wouldn't we want to experience that? And so ask him for experiential presence, a touch of the heart. In our homes, help steer those around us to, as much as we know, we can't give away something we don't have ourselves, but we can know, well, I heard about it at church. I think this is something I can claim. And as a Christian, claim it, act on it, ask God for help to give you the power to carry it out. So how can you turn up the temperature? Just get really intentional about one, two things, or try a whole bunch and see what sticks with your family. And may you have better temperature with thoughtful words and generous deeds in your home and concrete kindnesses, which is doing things for others. So thank you for letting me talk to you this morning. Raise the temperature. Bye.